you wish you were tall?
I was meant to be 5'8" or 5'9".
Wait, how tall are you? Because you were meant to to be short? Because 5'8" is short?
I'm 5'6".
That's good.
That's a good height.
That's a good height.
But I was meant to be taller.
What do you mean? Oh, because your dad and your brother is tall as fuck.
My dad and my brother are tall. Also, I was 5'6". When I was like 13, so I was tall.
They were gassing you up, like, oh, your daughter is going to be huge.
I was the tall girl, and I liked that.
You might have a huge daughter.
Yeah. And then I, like, stayed the same height for the next 10 years.
Yeah, my my niece is, like, is really tall, and my brother's wife is really tall, so they're doing the same thing.
It's like, don't like, make that. It can't be part of her identity, because she'll be shattered when she doesn't grow another inch
to be a tall kid.
Like, I was just meant to be bigger, I think.
I was a skinny kid and then a chubby teenager and then went back skinny. And that was tough.
Really?
It was really tough.
Going what was the hardest part? Skinny to chubby or chubby to skinny?
Being all of chubby.
Oh.
None of the transitions were hard, but
chubby.
Chubby was tough.
Totally.
Because I grew in the width area, and then finally they height caught back up.
That's good.
And now I've been a stick the rest of it, which is my zone.
That's where you feel
that's where I operate. That's where I do most of my work.
It's the stick zone.
The stick zone.
Totally. It's an important one. Can't relate, but I like my zone too. So
you're in kind of like a big frame, big guy zone.
I guess, yeah.
You're big, like, you're big everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Damn, you might be big. Right. You might be Mr. Big Everything over here. What the hell?
Let's calm it down. Yeah, I was like a chubby kid, and I feel like I was always like slightly taller than a lot of people for a while. But then, like I said, I went to like a basketball high school, so there were like kids that were just like randomly like 6'8".
High School Musical? Or?
Yeah, similar, just like that.
Just like that. You were singing and dancing.
I forgot, what's his fucking name? Not Zac Efron, this character's name, Troy. Troy Bolton.
Troy Bolton.
Yeah. I went to school with
that's
Troy
a
Bolton.
Movie name, Troy Bolton.
That is a movie.
You'd never meet a Troy Bolton in your life.
Maybe in, like, California.
Yeah, you might in California. I take it back.
I remember Troy.
5'6" is good.
It's like, whatever.
Wait, what's wrong with...
Country girls make do.
Would you prefer if you were shorter?
No! No, I mean, no offense to short people. I just think I was meant, like...
Being short is disgusting.
Like, me, myself, personally, because the thing is I'm kind of loud and obnoxious. You what? Can't be loud and obnoxious and short.
Lizzie, not loud and obnoxious, right?
No, I have my moments for sure.
You're not loud.
You know what? I'll take that.
You're quietly constantly fucking annoying.
There's never been, like, a time where, like, you're the loudest person in the room.
You what? You haven't seen that?
I don't think I've.
I feel like it can happen. I mean, you've heard me like squeal.
But you're not like screaming, cackling.
Oh, maybe my brother's just super quiet because he always is like,
yeah,
Lizzie,
you're being so loud
right now. And I'm okay. I must be loud.
I'm sensitive to like Ariana, Texas, loud as well.
It's just like, I think, and also when we all get together, we all get kind of loud.
The Texas people.
The crew.
Yeah.
But I like that. I like that. I like being loud. I like being annoying in the restaurant. It's my toxic trait. Maybe.
Nightmare.
Yeah. Maya's always like, can you guys be quiet?
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
That's okay. Yeah, it's fun though.
You're not too loud, right?
I mean, I can be if I have
you
to be loud.
Be.
Yeah.
If something's really that funny, or I don't really yell, but if something's funny, I'll project my voice.
That's you laughing.
Yeah, I'm not really a loud person. Pretty quiet person.
But then the music you make is all like intended to be heard very loud.
Yeah, you could say that. It's not right? It's not as much like sound system music, but yeah, it is best to experience it like loud,
or at least headphones.
Yeah,
like I really had a good time listening to music on headphones.
I appreciate that. Yeah, definitely headphones. I think I experience most of my music in headphones outside of when I'm here, because the only thing with like loud music is like, I feel like it's easy to make more fun music when it's like, it's easy to make like good music loud. Cause like you can make something and if you just make it really loud, it's like, it's kind of bumps. And then you kind of turn it down and it's like, this isn't really hitting as hard.
Yeah.
So now making it like bump when it's quiet, that's its own thing.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. It's a different skill.
It's a different skill, which I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's fine if some music's just meant to be loud. Like when I think of like the early like SoundCloud rap, that shit was meant to be like loud. like XXXTentacion, shit like that, Ski Mask, that shit was meant to be loud.
Mm-hmm.
But like, fuck, I look like just like listening to that quietly. You know, it's like what the fuck?
Can you tell us a little about the space that we're in right now? Like when you say here, what do you mean?
Oh, shout out Studio Saloja, shout out Adam. This is his studio in Ridgewood. I've mixed and produced here since 2023. I think like my last four projects I've mixed here, because it's just so much easier to do mixing and mastering here than it is at home. I mean, it's like beautifully, I'm about to do a whole ad for him. I always gas it up. It's amazingly like made. It's really well sound treated. A ton of great gear, really great speakers, really nice subwoofer. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Very lucky to have this space, because working at home, like, it's cool. I produce at home a lot because I would just prefer to just produce whenever I want to. But mixing in a until you experience a sound treated room, mixing it, like, it changes your life. Because mixing in like a non sound treated room, everything will sound fucked up. And like, it just will sound like nothing's right. But when you're in a treated room, it's so nice. Everything makes sense.
Do you think you're going to stay here for a long time?
Yeah, for as long as I'm in New York, it makes sense. Because I'm not going to invest the money to like sound treat my apartment if I'm like moving around and shit.
Do you move a lot?
Not a ton, but like, you know, it's just living in New York City, rent going up and shit, you know. I've thought about like leaving New York because I've lived in New York my whole life, because I'm from New York. Little background information, but I'm from Long Island. But yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty bad at like feeling like I'm gonna stay somewhere. Like even my apartment's pretty barren, because I'm just like, why am I gonna get a bunch of stuff if I'm gonna move eventually? But that's my own problem.
Yeah, I tend to nest pretty bad, where it's like, all right, just everything has to be perfect. I'm not living here until it's perfect.
Nah, yeah, for me, I'm like, once I have like a TV, couch, my bed set up, my music stuff set up, I'm done. I'm good after that. Luckily, my roommate has done a good job of like pushing to do a bit more. But yeah, for me, I'm pretty lazy on and just pretty basic on it.
Yeah.
What's your music setup right now at home?
Laptop. My 2016 MacBook Air. On a charger. If it's off a charger, it's going to die in like 20, 30 minutes.
Classic.
Well, I forgot what speakers I have. I think they're called Koala. Pretty decent speakers. But in the end, it's really just about like if your room's sound treated. Because in the end, no matter how good, like you could have like these Neumann speakers, which are like super expensive, super nice speakers. But in the end, like if it's not treated, then, you know, certain frequencies will just be boosted by it and it'll just get all fucked up. But yeah, I have that. I have, yeah, my laptop, speakers, my Focusrite interface. I have a Behringer RD9 that I don't really use that much, that I want to use more for live sets.
Mm-hmm.
My Malico Manther, which is similar to like a Roland SH-101 kind of. And then I have a DeepMind 6 polyphonic synth, which has been sitting in a box for a long time. And I might start to use again for live sets.
Do you keep all your equipment out? Even when you're not working on stuff?
Yeah, because I don't really have places to put it.
You also, like, work on music every day, basically.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you're always working.
Yeah, working on music's very much like how I play Guilty Gear every day. I work on music every single day. And it's not even, like, a grind thing for me. It's literally just, like, I just feel like doing something, I'm going to work on music. It's been like that since, like, 2017. Since I started making music, it's always just been, like, a casual thing that I enjoyed to do with myself. And through college, I didn't really have that much to do. Like, I didn't really go out at all or do much. So I would just work on music all the time, or like play like video game emulators.
Yeah. That's big. What about you, Lizzie? What's like the daily things that you do?
The daily things that I do? I mean, it's hard. I'm not a consistent person at all. The one thing I do every single day, French press in the morning. What are you...
You're not saying something right now, Lizzie.
I don't work on my projects every single day. What are you saying? Shower?
DTI.
Oh, I play dress. Oh, I play dress to impress. I don't play every day, though. Like, there, I will go days without it.
Okay.
I mean, I was just playing, like, 2 hours ago. But I do play Dress to Impress. Like, sometimes I do. Sometimes, like, I have to get in 3 rounds and then I'm good. That's my hustle. Yeah.
It's 2017, but your hustle.
Yeah. What about you, Leo?
What do I do every day? I don't know if there's something I do every day. I mean, I've had periods of, like, I definitely overexert, so then I have periods of drought where it's like I can't even look at my work because I've just, that's all I've been doing. And like, just the nature of the work I'm doing, it's like, it's really, it's a, I'm learning to get good at it, but it's like such an ebb and flow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you finish a project, it takes you months to finish, it's like really hard to jump onto the next thing.
Yeah.
But I'm learning to get good at it because I've done it enough times now to where I'm like ready to get, you know, that's an area of improvement that I want. It's just to keep rolling.
Yeah.
But I remember I finished my first book and I was like on the phone, like tearing up, realizing like, oh, I'd never hang out with these people again. Like this thing that I had made. And I was like, oh wait, this is the last time I'm ever going to interact with these characters that I've gotten to know over the last few months. And it's like that realization really shook me.
Oh, you meant like write your own book? Or
yeah
oh, okay. I
write and draw.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah. And it was like this, you know, and it's like some of the stories, like if I can help it, like all the stories have like, they're super like emotional. They try to go somewhere. And so yeah, to have that moment of like, oh, last time I'm seeing you.
Yeah, that's real.
But that messed me up.
I would be like devastated, I think, actually.
It did, yeah. But it informed the next stuff as well, where it's like you build a bit of, and then I remember there was one book I made where I wrote at the end like about the book, and I just wrote like, I don't know if I should have even made this, like I don't know if I did these people right.
Oh yeah,
it's weird.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
But then with music, you're just constantly producing, it feels.
Yeah, for me, music is just, it's just something that I do. Like, it's just like, I guess similar to like with like games, where it's just something I just like want to constantly improve on. It's just constantly like an experiment of just like, what if I try to do this, and then I do the thing, and then I'm like, nice, and then I just kind of move on. Like, once I actually like fully finish a project with like mixing and mastering, I usually take a break because that's exhausting. Listening to the same music over and over and over again, looking for like the smallest faults to like try and fix, and then you try to fix it, and then you end up screwing it up more, and then you like have to fix that, and then all of that gets exhausting. So I usually take a break after that. Or if I like have a DJ gig that I've spent a lot of time preparing, I'll usually take a break after that too, because it's just so much time listening to music with like really focusing on the music and have so much intent behind it and like focusing on what is best, that it's just like you kind of like, you just need a break from it, and then you can like come back to it with like fresh ears and kind of just like just do whatever you want. Like with music, I think it's easy to get caught up with like, as people say, like writer's block or producer block, whatever, because like you can think too much about like, what do people want to hear? Or like, what am I trying to make? Which is like, I try not to get caught into that, where it's like, what am I trying to make right now? It's more like, okay, I'm just making stuff. Like, I'll have an idea. If it's not going to work out, then just move on. Maybe there's something else cool going on here. I've started to figure out like kind of, I don't want to say formula, but like my own kind of style with like what emotion I want to do with music, which is still pretty new to me.
Do you make music or have interest in making music that's about something you're feeling in the moment? Because like a lot of the music that I have heard from what you've made available, it's really about like generating a feeling. But I don't know, because I don't know the artist, I don't know how much of it is something that you're exploring for yourself, or it's a feeling that you're looking at.
Yeah, so the music that I make is mostly about generating a feeling versus like me trying to tell some personal story. I think I've more recently made music that's more personal to myself, where it's more just like, because I really enjoy ambient loops. Like,
mm-hmm.
Eve's Tumor, Limerence is like one of my favorite songs of all time, if you know of it.
Yeah.
And then there's also this artist, John Beltran. He has a song. He's like also one of my favorite artists of all time. Detroit techno dude. But he's a song called "Hurry Home, the Trees Are Finally Green," and it's just a loop the whole time, and I love the song so much because I just love the like when things are like consistent, I feel like it gives me space to think. I think right now when it comes to like doing something that is personal to me, I make like mixes, but not like dance music mixes. I just make like my born again project, where it's like ambient mixes, or the most recent one was like a lot of country and folk music and like indie music, where I just kind of instead of like actually DJing, it's just I'm just an Ableton and I'm putting the songs together. I'm like working on building transitions that make it all consistent, curating the songs so that it puts together a consistent feeling that changes throughout the mix, putting in my own production to again tell a story that's consistent and all kind of glued together. So that's more when it comes to like building personal things, that's more so when it becomes personal, because those take like a really long time to make, like just because it's more something I do gradually than something I'm like, I'm gonna sit down and work on this. It's more so I want it to gradually come to me. I want to gradually find the music versus like being like, in 2 months I'm gonna finish this.
Yeah,
I just, that's not personal to me. That becomes more of like this grindy thing where it's like, I don't want to do that. I just kind of want to gradually let life bring me to these songs, whether that's like I'm just bored and I'm just like on Bandcamp and I'm just going through people's collections and I'm just finding stuff, or if like somebody randomly tells me about songs. Like there's a good collection of songs on the newest one. A lot of them are just from people that like I've only hung out with like a couple of times, or I've gotten it from like good friends. Like my good friend Veda put me onto a couple of songs on there, and I think like that makes it even more personal, because it's just like, it's not like me like working hard on a project. It's just life put it together on its own, and I just kind of placed it